Welcome to We Watch Too Much TV, the weekly podcast where two real-life best friends dish on all the TV content they've been binging in their remote work-based lives. Babbling about everything from scripted television to reality TV and film, these two besties will immerse you in their quirky universe of streaming. Here are your hosts, Jaroslyn and Tanea.
What are you thinking? Did you know about us like this? Do you know about your husband, girlfriend? How am I thinking about him? Would you marry him? Do you know I made him leave? Do you know he meant to stay with me? He wasn't married enough for me. Shout out to you, Toni Braxton. I might go on that tour they doing the 2026 new edition. Toni Braxton and Boyz II Men, girl.
I saw it was a good little advertisement for it.
Oh my gosh, so cute. So cute. Well, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back.
We watched Too Much TV, season 5, episode 6.
That's how you say sixes, girl. It's been a long time since
seis.
We had
been to that. Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, catorce, seis. Yes.
Welcome back. Shout out to all of our new followers and likers. A lot of you guys started liking our posts and following our YouTube and our podcast. After we posted about wanting to get rid of Watch What Happens Live on Peacock, I've been looking at the numbers. So shout out to y'all for just agreeing with the besties that we do not want to watch What Happens Live after Housewives. Mm-hmm. How are you, best friend?
I'm good. I am honestly enjoying my home, enjoying the comfort of my cozy, humble abode, because I'm back on the East Coast now. So I am getting reacclimated with it getting cold. And I don't mind it, you know, like I grew up in it. So it's just like, okay, but my body is just like, so even today I had to go out and do something. And then, I had like my jacket on with a sweater. And then I had Marley in a sweater with her jacket on. And I went into this, Caribbean restaurant around the way. And the Jamaican lady was like, you cold? It ain't that cold. I'm like, it's cold.
No, she
it's
didn't.
Cold to me.
No, she didn't.
Yes.
It ain't that cold.
It ain't that cold. I said, it is to me. Okay.
Getting colder, but it's not super cold. But to your point, this is your first official winter back, isn't it? Or fall?
Yeah, this is my first official. I haven't experienced like a real fall winter season in like eight years. So this is my first time kind of being, and you know, of course, the weather in LA right now is 90 degrees. I'm like,
are you missing a little bit?
Let me not even check their weather and remind myself of the life I left behind me. But yeah, like, I mean, regardless, being in Atlanta, you just cannot beat this cost of living. And, you know, especially in times like what we're in, where, you know, you're really being reminded that, you know, the every dollar matters. So I'm just like, I can't, like, when I look at, even looking at the apartment I'm in now, 2-bedroom, 2-bath, you know, just enough space for my family. We just got one kid. And when I'm looking at what I want next after I leave here, I just want more space, you know, because I have a kid that's only going to keep growing. And it's like, there's no way I'm going to get what I need for the prices of like what I'm used to in, whether in New York or in LA. And it's just like, I would say that the biggest perk to some of these places, be it that they are red states, is the cost of living. And there are like, you know, there's data out about how a lot of like the bigger cities, you know, people are leaving like the bigger cities and going to like some of like, basically like the blue states and going to the red states. I hate blue and red, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
And it's primarily because of the cost of living. So yeah. And for everybody out there right now, if you are potentially impacted by what's going on, whether it be that you are a federal worker and not getting paid, or you could potentially be nearing the end of your SNAP benefits, which could if the shutdown goes into Saturday, which it clearly looks like that's what's going to happen. They're going to lose their SNAP benefits, and 40 million Americans are recipients of SNAP, and so it's not looking too bright into the near future, especially as we head into the holiday season. But if there's one thing that can kind of give you some kind of sense of calm is, maybe watching something on television that can take your mind away from what the reality is going on in the world.
Really saving lives. That's why I love to watch things that are either fake or
Yes.
not real, because it's just such a like a relief. I also want to send prayers to anyone in Jamaica, Haiti,
Yes.
Dominicana, who's affected by Hurricane Melissa. It's sad times. So we here to bring you some laughs and some tea, okay?
Yeah, like
We not
we
gonna be
really,
sad. Yeah.
this is our escape. Like me and my best friend, we live very busy lives. So by the way, we forgot to say our names. If this is your first time listening, I am Jaroslyn.
And I am Tanea, and we are two best friends who just watch a lot of TV
We
and talk
watch a
about it.
lot of television, and we do this podcast not because we have to or we feel forced to. We literally genuinely just like talking about the stuff that we watch. So we are now six seasons in just because we are so dedicated to just talking shit about the stuff that we watch, which
Listen, we
is
love
very
it.
different. Tanea watches a lot of documentaries. She loves medical dramas. These are
My faves,
those are her
my
faves. I'm not gonna watch that, but I check out, like, I'm into the fantasies. I watch, we both watch reality television, but I'm a little bit more immersed in it because I get the ratchet stuff. I also like the fantasy shows, action, horror. Tanea's not watching none of that.
Hail to the no. I'm giving you games. I'm giving you funny stuff. A lot of documentaries. A lot of documentaries.
Oh, she
We
loves a
share our
documentary.
love of Housewives. That's one thing I think we always watch together. I
Yeah,
do
and
some
Drag
baking
Race.
shows. She's more of a baking show girl.
Yes, which I will say you kind of got me into at least starting to watch the cooking shows because you was talk so much about Gordon Ramsay, and I'm like, okay, let me check this out. And the first thing, it was the perfect show. It was Next Level Chef, and
They're
I
coming out
love
with
that.
next
Now
level
I'm like,
baking. Did you see?
what was that?
They're coming out with next level baking.
Oh.
Yes, same thing, but with bakers. It's
With
coming out just for the
Gordon
holiday
Ramsay?
season. Yep, but he replaced the two other
Yeah, with
people.
some
It's
bacon
Carla
people.
Hall, the black woman from Food
Oh,
Network.
he got Carla Hall?
Yes, he did. And somebody else. I'm sorry, other woman. I
I know,
will.
but we only know Carla Hall.
I know, but we love some Carla Hall.
It is what it is.
It is what
We
it
only know Carla Hall. Wow, wait, when is that coming?
It's coming out right for the holiday season. So I feel like within the next two
Oh,
or three.
shnitzel.
Yeah, it's coming out very, 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 very soon.
That just made my day.
Yes, this next level baker.
Oh, I'm excited. I will be tuned in all the way. Well, you see, we love television here, so we don't need to waste any more time because you want to know what we was watching for this last week since we last spoke to y'all. So let's get into our weekly grab. Okay, Bestie Biggles, what is first on your list?
First on my list is season two of Nobody Wants This. It's a Netflix
Yes.
good show starring Kristen Bell, Adam Brody, who is like, there's some like white people I love that are not problematic. He's like top three, just like a white man who loves his wife and his kids and minds his business. He's never had
Right.
a holiday party. Shout out to you, Adam Brody, because we know
Yeah,
that
wasn't
you
he
were
on like The Hill or
the
something like that?
OC. He was in the OC, the show, and then
Right.
he was on something else, and he's married to the girl from Gossip Girl. But shout out to
Okay.
you, Adam Brody. So
Yeah,
basically,
unproblematic, minding your business, living your best life.
my favorite ones.
Yeah.
so basically, season two, we start at Joanne, who is not Jewish, trying to date his character, who is Jewish, and he's not only Jewish, but he is a rabbi. And they're trying to
Oh.
navigate this relationship because he's very into his faith. He's a very, very well-known rabbi. She's not religious at all. Just they just family's very close. Her family's chaotic. Her dad actually was gay. The mom knew he was gay, knew he was cheating, but didn't want to divorce him for like 15, 20 years. So season two sees them navigating through the ups and downs of that relationship. You see them, intertwine each other's families. They both have, she has a sister that they do a podcast with, because it's a true story based on Aaron Foster, who is David Foster's ex-husband, who was Yolanda Hadid's ex-husband. So that's how a
Wait,
little
how many
fun.
ex-husbands? Because you
Okay,
say
so,
David,
oh.
you mean David Foster's ex-wife.
No, his daughter. I'm so sorry. Erin Foster, the person who created Nobody Wants This, it's based on her love story with her Jewish husband and how they met and her kind
Okay, and she is David Foster's daughter.
daughter.
David
Yes.
Foster, who was married to Yolanda Hadid on Be Housewives of Beverly Hills, and he's also Mad Grammys and all of that.
Yes. 6 degrees of separation.
Got it.
So.
So she's a nepo baby, but she has a great show about her
Yes,
life.
basically. So what I love about, I've been looking at a lot of discourse over the weekend. Okay, things I loved. He has an older brother, Sasha, in the show. Sasha and her wife, I mean his wife Esther, they're kind of going through their growing pains of being an established, like married couple, and she's realizing that she's older. They got married when they were really young. She doesn't really know if she wants to be with him. So they kind of just are in the like, will they, won't they thing, where he's kind of feed more into her. She doesn't want to be bothered. Then you really have Noah and Joanne really navigate this. And it has me thinking, like, what if you fell in love with somebody and their religion not only was completely separate from yours, but something that you didn't subscribe to? Would you convert? Is it a question? You see him kind of moving slow because she's not fully committed to converting, but she'll do some things. I don't want to give too much away. What I liked about it was the natural progression of just them navigating the relationship. My only critique is that the end of season two was just like the end of season one. It was like a will they, won't they, and they do it. We didn't need that same ending where they broke up and then they got together, because literally in season one, they broke up and they got back together. So I just wish it was a less climactic ending. Like, we didn't need another breakup to get back together. That could have just stuck it out. But still a good season, 10 out of 10. Like I said, I watched all of the episodes. I almost know it's gonna get renewed. And I just think it's a feel-good show, because I always think about it. What if the love of my life was just not my religion? What would I do? So if you're into something lighthearted, definitely watch Nobody Wants This. What's first on your weekly grab?
Okay, yeah, well, we're gonna get scary. This is the last week of October, and this episode will air going into Halloween. So it's fitting because I literally the day after Halloween, Mariah Carey told us it's time.
You listen. You don't even wait.
No. So I have been getting the last bit of my horror watches in. And HBO Max has been doing the thing. So they added Weapons to the platform. And if you don't know about Weapons, you might have been living under a rock, or you're like Taneya, that you really block out anything horror, so you just don't even know.
Because the
But
way I was about to say weapons, what the hell is a weapon?
Weapons is a horror film that came out this year, and everybody was talking about it. It was already even getting talked about when it was being made because this is the film that made Jordan Peele fire his team when he lost the rights to this script to making this film. So it's one of those where it's like if Jordan Peele wanted it so bad that he fired his team because he didn't get it, what is it about this movie? So then once it came out and there was like early responses to it. Everybody, it was clear that it was a hit. Everybody, I didn't see one bad review about this movie. So I was already like, okay, I want to watch this movie, but I ain't going to the movies to watch it. I'm just going to wait till it becomes available. And here comes HBO adding Weapons to its platform. So I watched it. It is a creepy horror film that tells the story of a class of third graders who all vanished from their homes on the same night at 2:17 a.m. No one knows where they are, and the town is like reeling over these missing children. And this is where the movie starts. So the movie starts where it's like this little kid voice narrating everything of what I basically just said. And you see all these kids just get up and they all got their hands out in this like weird little triangle direction as they all are just running. The ring cams caught them. They all just left their house and ran to the same destination, but nobody knows where they are. So now now you're watching this town, in the wake of this. And it takes like a, if you remember that 2005 movie Crash, where it was like the different perspective of the people like in throughout the film, that type of storytelling, that is what Weapons does. So it follows different perspectives of people tied to this case. So you get the perspective of the teacher who these kids are from her class, all of them went missing, I'm sorry, except for one little boy is the only one that showed up the next day to class. And now all of his classmates are missing. So of course all the parents and the town, everybody's calling the teacher a witch. They're like, what did you do? Where are kids? And she's like, I love those kids. I don't know where the kids are. So you get her perspective and like the build up to her, like just being like so kind of just frustrated and confused and stressed and just trying to figure out what's going on. Then they give you another perspective of a parent. Mind you, through all of these perspectives, you're just seeing like weird phenomenons or things like one with the teacher, she got attacked by this Asian man came up to her with his eye sockets bleeding and covered in blood, and he's trying to kill her. And as she's like running from him and somebody's trying to chase him down, and he's just so adamant about trying to kill the teacher, like he's in a daze. Then they give you the perspective of a parent. A parent who of one of the kids who is missing. And so he's hounding down the teacher. He's hounding down the school. He wants answers of like, where's his little boy? And so he's even with the teacher at the point when she gets attacked by that bloody Asian man.
Oh my
So you
God.
see his perspective. Then you see the perspective of a cop who ends up tied into it because he arrests this drug addict, who's also we get his perspective, and their two perspectives, that's where you start to kind of piece the puzzles up together of where these kids are. Then you also get the perspective of the principal, who was that Asian bloody man that tried to kill the teacher, and then you get the perspective of the child who showed up to class the next day, even though all his classmates were missing. And it's really all kind of tied into what is going on in this child's household as to where these kids are and what's the root of it. And then you also get the perspective of the evil witch lady who is behind all the madness. So it's an eerie film that's creepy and sinister, but really good storytelling that kind of keeps you drawn in. And yes, there's jump scares and all of that, but overall, like if you're like me and you're into like a mystery, like solving the mystery, this one will pull you in because you already are like, well, where are the kids? And kids
Yeah.
are
Where is
where
the
are the kids? We don't play
kid?
by our kids, so it's like you are concerned and you want to make sure like, are these kids okay? Are they going to make it out alive? And I will say at the end of the film, oh, it's the best vindication. So I like it. Tanae, I know you're not into horror films, so you're not gonna
I
watch it,
did
but
see the like promo for it. Like, so while I'm not into it, I did see like it was based on a true story, like this actually happened, right? Or something like
I
that.
don't know. It didn't say that at the beginning of the film. It didn't give a
Well,
disclaimer
I
that it
think I
was
heard
based on
something like
anything. So
this.
I don't know. But it is really good. 10 out of 10, in my opinion. Watch Weapons. It's on HBO Max. It's here for Halloween. It's worth the watch. What's next on your weekly grab?
Next on my weekly grab is one of my favorite fun shows. Like I said, I try to watch as much light stuff as possible because life is life and everybody and everything is heavy. The Great British Baking Show. We're in series 13. One, I love that they kept Allison as the co-host with Noel. I think they have great banter out of everyone I've seen him with, and even Paul Hollywood, who's the king of bread. I've never seen any like connection like I see with Allison and Noel. So I love that. We're at the quarterfinals. It was the top five. One girl, shout out to Jasmine. Everybody can't rock a ball head. Jasmine, you are so beautiful with that ball head, girl.
Right.
What I like about this season is they're trying new things. They did like a school week where they all baked like childhood favorites. Now, one, I don't know because we weren't raised in the UK, but they're like different kind of school cakes. They had a meringue week. It's such a fun show because,
Yeah.
like I said, a lot of competitions, they get nitty, they get gritty. Sometimes they get competitive, they get evil. But this is just
Not
everybody.
the bakers.
No, they just are like, good
Yeah,
job.
like
They
because
help each
it's
other.
like you I don't think it you could be angry while baking a damn cake.
Listen. Hello,
You
listen.
know, like you got to put love into the cake. So you can't be over there with an attitude and trying to make a delicious dessert. You got to bring the positivity. So, because I've never, very rarely see it get spicy on a baking show. It just doesn't happen.
Listen. I wonder how it's gonna be with any news show coming out, but like it's just such a like a breath of fresh air. You can tell
Yeah.
because it's top five. They're getting
Absolutely.
very, 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 very like nitpicking. Like it's a flavor, it's a thing. I think either Jasmine or Aaron is gonna win. Actually, I'm gonna be honest. I can't pick a winner because none of them are like perfect. None of them are horrible because it's the top five. Shout out to Ian, that short boy wonder who definitely got eliminated this last episode. And he wasn't even bad. He just was the worst of that week. I can't wait two more episodes till we crown a winner. And then they don't win money. In the United Kingdom, you do not win money for a show. I don't know if it's illegal or prohibited, but they just win like a plaque and like I guess all the promo from being the Great British Baker.
That's annoying as hell. Like, I want the money.
They went flowers and this really nice glass plaque.
No, I need the money.
Yes, but it's just like I said, my
King
favorite
Charles,
show. Excuse
somebody gotta
me,
somebody we gotta discuss
Camila, William.
we gotta discuss this.
Where's the check, baby? Where's the check,
Yeah, because this isn't working. No, but I
darling?
feel you. You know, I watch I'm gonna watch the finale of Halloween Baking Championship with our girl Carla Hall. And I've been watching Halloween Wars, and then of course, Is It Cake? And all of those shows are just happy, right? Like it's no drama in the kitchen when you're baking,
When you're
not when you're
baking, I guess,
cooking. It's always drama with the cooking shows, always. But the baking shows, not so much.
Let's pray that it's known in any other new shows this season. What's next on your weekly grab?
Okay, next on my weekly grab is I gotta talk about some housewives. Cause honestly, I am really loving this both honestly both seasons. Little I'm talking about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, but I am also loving this season of Potomac. So these two currently airing Real Housewives are doing the thing just with the right type of mess. So this latest episode was just hilarious and petty and all of the things. First on my list is talking about Mary Cosby's fart beef with Angie K. Like when she brought up how Angie was making fun of her for having gas, but you could tell
But you
she.
know what? He wasn't lying because why would you keep bringing it up?
But wait, but why are you coming over here farting and shit? Like, no. No. Like, no, you cannot come over here and be just pooting and potting in my house, and then I'm not gonna make light about it. Granted, okay, it might have become overkill, but you was real. She, it was the camera shows it was more than one fart,
She
and
kept
she just.
saying. Yeah, but Angie, let her. She told you the first time. If I tell you I got a little gas and I do it more than once, you don't need to keep bringing it up. I already told you that I got low gas.
I don't know. Maybe I'm weird about that. Like, you cannot just keep farting in front of me like that. Like, I don't
So I
know.
can't fart in front of you, best friend. We've been
To
best
just
friends for
keep
over
farting,
20
like,
years.
how
It's
about
not
we
gonna
just
stop.
put a pin in it, and then you go and do what you got to do, and then we'll reconvene. Because I to just sit there while you just passing gas, it's like, come on now. That's just, I don't know. I didn't think it was like so far. It's like if she was so bothered by it, it's because she, you know, like she felt the way. And it's just like, girl, but you coming out and you got a poop poop. I don't
Right.
know. It's such a weird conversation. That's also the other thing too. It's like it's a weird conversation. I cannot believe we're talking about Mary passing gas on the damn Housewives. So that was the first thing. And then I also really do feel like there's something of like these eggshells. I get a sense of Angie K walking on with Mary Cosby. And a lot of the like most of the group. It's like this, it's I feel like Angie, it's like, no, like there to me, granted, I do feel like the whole Angie and Lisa beef is just they're just both being super petty and it's like someone has to choose to be the bigger person. But I didn't really understand why Mary could so easily write off Angie K and be like, "I'm done with you." And then when Angie went over to her to the house or whatever, it was Angie's like, "I am your sister." She's like, "No, get another sister." It's like she's so easily dismissive of Angie K while Angie is like really trying to be her friend. And I'm just like, why? You know, like
Because her
don't.
trauma, I think, is one. And Mary doesn't seem like I feel like when the show is not filming, Mary don't really mess with half of them. So I feel like she kind of embodied. I could see her and Angie K and Bronwyn getting along. So I think to your point, she maybe took it a little too personal that Angie K was so wrapped up, especially because she's saying, like, you my girl, I'm telling you to stop. So like relax. So I understand what
Yeah, I
you're
got
saying.
both sides because honestly, yes, the Lisa and Angie beef, it really is like they are both so childish. Everyone knows that Lisa is the most childish. She's been like this since season one. And it's like what it is that she met her match, which is hilarious. So I think just let them hash it out because it's like they're both being childish. But at the same time, yes, I do get Mary being like, girl, if I'm telling you to stop, stop. Then now with Brittany, because remember, I checked out last season, so I didn't really watch it too much. But now it's like I'm watching it and I'm like, okay, like Brittany is an airhead. I really enjoyed seeing her daughter, you know, sit down with her daughter, who's so pretty, and the daughter giving us some perspective and background on Brittany, basically putting Jared over her kids. And then at the same time, it's like we see Brittany with this whole victim mentality of, oh, my kids hate me. And it's like, but girl. And then we're still seeing you be dickmatized over Jared.
And I
So.
love how one they gave the daughter a confessional look. She looked gorgeous.
Yes, I love how they did her
Gorgeous.
makeup and all of it. You know, I know the old housewife kids are like, they ain't never did that for us our first season. But
Listen.
yeah, Brittany, I appreciate her at least being candid about that aspect of her life. But yeah, girl, get it together. You can't be putting no men before your kids, especially men
I
that just
feel like
coming
when
up.
Whitney told her to get it together, like she has like a Dutch. Like look in her
Yes.
eyes when it comes to the subject. Like even like her, not saying she didn't care, but like I don't think she really fully grasps the
Yeah.
effect that it's because she like her whole look. Like I don't think she get it. Like I
Yeah.
don't think she really understands how hurtful it is and how like yeah, something is in the brain. I don't know.
Yeah. And then last is your girl Bronwyn. Something seems off with her and the husband, not just the age gap, like that dynamic between them when they were sitting down, he just seems annoyed and checked out. I'm not sure if it's just because they're filming and he's over the show and you know the fakeness of it all, which I get, but it's translating on screen like he is not even trying to entertain a conversation with his wife for the sake of the scene. Additionally, I just saw a preview for next week's episode and seeing Bronwyn just easily throw Brittany under the bus. There's something about Bronwyn is I'm just not liking. Something not that I dislike her, but just something about her is just not coming off genuine to me. And I know it's going to come out because when I feel something about somebody, it always surfaces. And I think as more time progresses, you know, right now I think she's in a safe spot because Lisa is really just doing all the damage and just doing a great job at being the villain this season. But Braun, and so Braun was able to slip under the radar. I think it's going to come more to light, especially with seeing how she is about to, people are about to get mad at her this next episode. with how she throws Brittany under the bus. And from what I'm seeing on the conversations of the Housewives community, this is her second time doing that to Brittany, which is like an easy way of like, you know, just because Brittany's an airhead. So it's an easy way of just like putting someone else beneath you to put yourself up to the group that you're always kind of trying to act like a victim and all of that. So I don't know. I'm putting a little star on my notepad to come back to it, but something about Bronwyn is not coming off genuine to me, and I just want to mark these words because I feel like I will be vindicated.
Yeah, I love my girl Bronwyn. I'm justice for her. I do agree with you about that husband. I feel like the funniness definitely, and I'm blaming it all on him, but I think they need to stop filming with him altogether.
Yeah.
So I
But
just
then that's like
think.
her, you know, her, you know, then she could possibly be phased out. So that's why I'm just like, if this is what she wants to do, support her in it. Like, ain't nobody checking for your old ass anyway.
You
All
ain't doing
you
nothing
got to
anyway. It could
do,
be helping you. You could
like,
lean
go
into
check
it.
back the tapes. Okay. All
Right.
you got to do is support your wife in the little bit of scenes that she is gonna is interact with you. Okay.
Right.
And all the scenes are really her just recapping what happened with the other ladies. That is part of the formula of Housewives. If you are gonna literally act like this is just so beneath you, go sit your old ass down somewhere, because now you're gonna really you go
Sit your old behind down.
you're gonna make her look bad.
Yeah.
So yeah. Okay, but what's last on your weekly grab, best friend?
I forgot that I added another game show to my list of
Oh,
things I'm watching, so I'm gonna replace
because
my
I'm still
list.
gotta catch up with 99 Beneath.
Girl, 99 to beat, don't you skip that show.
99 to beat.
Yes, it's such a good show. But speaking of, I feel like Fox is really feeding my like game show-ness. It's giving me like current Supermarket Sweep vibes. This one is called The Floor, but it's season four. It's not a new show, but something said, you know what? Let me get into it. Like I said, I'm really being intentional about things that are not true or that are lighthearted. So this is basically Rob Lowe hosted. He finds people, but this one is state to state. So he has two representatives from each of the 50 states that feel very confident about one topic. One person picked pet supplies, another person picked sports hall of famers, somebody picked housewives, somebody picked celebrity couples. It's random things. You pick somebody, they call your name on a tile, they look at the four tiles and the four tiles around you. You pick the one that you think you can win. Because they pick you, but you have to pick the other person's topic. Whoever gets the most answers at the end of a minute, they get on to the next round. That person is eliminated. What stuck out to me about this episode was two things. It was a beautiful black queen by the name of Marcia. I was not expecting for her topic to be pet supplies. So she would name like leash, harness, bird eater, so all these other things. And she did her thing. And this older woman, she was so sweet. She was so nice. And she her thing was Sandra Bullock movies. But she went against the girl who had the pet supplies. She did not do very well. You could tell she was very nervous. There is a guy from Utah who is a professor, and he's kind of playing like mind games with people. He's like, if they look nervous, I'm gonna get them. If they don't look nervous, I'm gonna get them. He was in Utah. He told his other Utah guy, Utah people gotta stick together. When they called him, he picked the other Utah guy, knocked him right out. Because the guy with the Utah guy won. His specialty was, I think, sports. And then the guy he challenged Utah to, his was Hall of Famer, so kind of the same thing as sports. And the Utah number two was a young guy. He said he promised. He said that Utah was gonna stick together, and he wasn't gonna pick anybody else. And girl, he didn't.
Oh, not the Utah beef.
He did. He did. He did. He did.
That's
So, like I said,
funny.
it's just a very light-hearted, cool show. I love it. It's interesting. This is another show. This is like three shows, best friend. I feel like I could try out four.
You know, I really feel like your time is coming. You are kind of
Listen,
speaking it into existence.
one of these damn shows, I'm gonna audition, okay? What's last on your weekly grab?
Okay, so last on my weekly grab is my last horror film watch. Well, it's not a film, but it's based off of a very popular horror film franchise, It the Clown. This is the It Welcome to Derry series on HBO. This is giving you all the lore of your favorite demonic clown entity. So this is like the It prequel, taking you back to the origins of that clown, which, by the way, it's not like a, basically it is a shape-shifting alien being force that crash landed in Derry, Maine, and the government basically like kind of seized the spirit entity into the, you know, the sewers. And every 27 years, it needs to feed, and it feeds off of the people of Derry, Maine, which it targets children because they're the easiest target since it feeds off of fear. So that's how you'll always see in different It films that the It clown is able to just kind of put itself into different bodies and beings and things and encounters or whatever, because it's a shapeshifter. So now you are seeing it in 1962, right? So you could remember the film that the original film with Tim Curry, who we gave him our yes last week. He's the original It Clown. So
We
that
love
was,
him. We love
love
him.
him. So that was in Stephen King's first adaptation of It, in 1990, which followed The Losers. So as you know, with The Losers, it's a group of kids that they are, you know, the outsiders of their school community. They get picked on, they get bullied, and now they're being targeted by It the Clown. And it's because of their friendship why they're able to combat this spirit, right? Because it feeds off of fear. So you have to just be unfearful and full of love and la da 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 da. So you've seen it get defeated in the films because of that with The Losers. However, in this one, mind you, it's still episode one, but child, baby, honey, I've already started engaging with the content on the series, so it's all in my algorithm. So everybody is talking about the ending of Welcome to Derry
I was like,
because
everybody in your algorithm, because we are not
everybody who watched it is talking about the fact that who you thought was going to at least make it through the series then got brutally murdered in episode one. And it's like, oh, wait, hold up, damn. Episode one? And you know, like you're, it's just, it takes you for a loop, but it does have a ton of Easter eggs to the It films, even some of Stephen King's other films. And then it goes that same kind of aspect of a kid goes missing and you see how he disappears and he gets, you know, you see him get lost in like this nightmarish encounter with a sick, like the American Dream family, but they end up being like, you know, It clowns. And then the rest of the episode sees these select group of kids. They're not even friends. They all kind of come together around this mystery of trying to find this missing kid. But then they're all getting tormented by It the clown. And then, like I said, that's crazy ass ending. And you're like, oh, wait, what? Well, then what the rest of the show is going to be about? So the fact that all of that happened at the end of episode one, and this is the start of the season, you're like, oh, I'm locked in. I'm locked in because if you killed them episode one, then what else is about to happen? And then from the, you know, the reports and stuff about what this show, because like I said, it comes out to feed every 27 years. So they're planning this series to be three seasons. Season one is 1962. Season two will be 1930, whatever, which is 62 minus 27. And season three will be 1908. I don't forget that year because ski wee. But yes, and that was the and I think that's when it started. That's probably when the alien landed and all the shit started going crazy. But like I said, if you like horror, if you're a fan of the It franchise, you gotta watch this show. It's just 10, 10, 10, 10s across the board. Amazing acting, amazing writing, amazing graphics, visual effects, all the elements of horror. And then the fact that it's a show, right? Because it could have just been a movie and it's like, oh my gosh, you
And
get to
yeah,
see
so they
this
give it a
stuff.
lot of room to like grow with the show.
So totally here for it. It Welcome to Derry, also on HBO. You could watch Weapons first and then Welcome to Derry or vice versa. HBO is giving you all the Halloween feels. Plus, they got all the old school stuff. Remember, I've been talking to y'all. I've been watching The Freddy Krueger movies. Also checked out, my fave, Edward Scissorhands. But you know what else I did, bestie?
What?
Because in Edward Scissorhands, an actor in the movie is Vincent Price. Do you know who Vincent Price is?
Heard of it only from SNL.
Okay, so Vincent Price is one of those old classical film actors, and Edward Scissorhands was like basically his last film. So even in the film, he plays like a old scientist, and I think that was his last film, and then he passed away. So because of that, when I watched Edward Scissorhands, HBO recommended some of Vincent Price's films. So I watched the original House of Wax,
Wow.
which came out in like 1950, 1948 or
Before our
whatever.
parents were born.
Yes, and so now I've gone and started watching these old classic Turner classic movies, and it's just so amazing because one, of course they're horrible, right? Like this is the early days of Hollywood. So I just kind of get lost in the way they talked and the fashion and the sets, because it's such a set, right? Like we got better with actually shutting down streets and stuff to shoot things, but back in those days, it was all shot on a lot in Hollywood. So you could clearly tell that. And then, but it's like to see Vincent Price and his element of he was like the king of horror. So he has all these horror films and they're all on HBO. So HBO has a ton of horror content from
They
the
are
old.
very much into the Halloween thing. I will say that. Warner Brothers, they're very much like Halloween, Food Network, the TV shows. Everything is super big in Halloween.
Yes.
So I'm here for it because I know that's your thing, girl.
It
That
is. It
is
is. I like, and look, I have my formula for getting through horror watches. So I am like, y'all know I'm a passive watcher. So I'm always like kind of in my phone playing games, scrolling through Twitter. So that helps you. It helps me block out. And then I also turn the volume down. And for the most part, I typically watch horror stuff during the day. And that's how I get through it, because I am a punk.
Listen, girl, I be thinking about it in my head, looking at them faces like, oh, Jesus.
So there are ways that you can get through it. It's just that I can still tolerate it, just because for me, it's because I do love a good mystery. And that's the root of a horror film, right? It's like you're trying to figure out what is causing the madness. So that's kind of what keeps me into watching horror films, even though, yeah, some of them are just, but I'm not into slashers. Like, I don't want to just watch people just get slashed and dazed. It depends if the story, if it has a good story
I was
tied
gonna
to
say,
it.
you like a story, like you can't just watch people getting killed. You don't like a
Yes.
Michael or what's Jason. It
Saw.
needs to have some drama, some
Yes. Give me
action.
some drama. Give me a storyline. Give me a haunted house. Give me a story of like back in the day of the family that they sold their souls, and that, like give me that.
Yes.
Give me the meat and potatoes. But yes, so y'all can stay acclimated to what we've been talking about through our social media. Follow us at We Watch Too Much TV. That is TEA with the letter V. Like and subscribe, rate and review. We
And leave
do
us a
things.
comment because I will respond. I respond
Tanae
to
responds to
every single
every single
comment.
comment.
Every single
Every
one.
single comment. I'm a liker. Like, I just like. But yeah, we've been doing good on social media. That our PSA to Bravo about Watch What Happens Live last week, really performed well on TikTok. And I think it's just because everybody is like, stop trying to make this happen. Stop trying to force this on us.
Yes, please stop trying to act. And I didn't think it was gonna get. I was like, oh, everyone agrees with that. So we're happy.
Yes.
Thank you
And
for
so,
agreeing with us before.
right. So we had to drag them last week, but now we got some new people to drag this week. So let's get into our piss poor performance. Okay, best friend, what you got?
Ugh, you know who I'm pissing on?
Who?
Mr. Kevin Federline, if you don't
Oh.
get your fat ex dancing white behind up and get a job and stop
Yes.
making your claim to fame, famous people's baby father, it's annoying. Now you
Yes.
want to apologize to Shaw Jackson, aka our girl from Moesha, for cheating on her with Britney. Ain't nobody talking about you. You want to do a whole book about Britney, the person you was married for 2 years. Because them kids, he stopped getting that $40,000 a year, which he never should have gotten, because them kids are 18 and 20 and very much grown. I just think you should be ashamed of yourself. Because you know what I think about? Every, like, before he was a father, he was a son. And how would he feel if his mom just wrote a book about his dad and all
Right.
the things that his dad was and put his dirty laundry out there? I don't think you're thinking about the well-being of your kids, the happiness of your kids. Because whether everything you're saying is true or false, which I think is false, because you need a check, you need to stop letting fetch happen. Britney has been through so much. She's given us a lot in terms of her talent, but she's been through so much. Nobody's bothering her. For you to bring this book and do these interviews, and first of all, his book didn't even chart. It's like selling two copies. It's like number 205 on
I
the
didn't even
top.
know he came out with a book.
I only know because of these stupid interviews he's doing when, and I think somebody asked him, like, why are you still talking about her? Like,
Right.
yeah, he has a new wife. And even the new wife is defending him. I would be mad if my new
And she trying to
partner,
get paid too.
yeah, but they both need to go to the place that they deserve. I don't want to be negative, but I don't think he's
Go to hell.
yeah, see, okay, she said it. She said
Because I love Britney. What you're
it.
not going to do is slaughter my queen. Okay?
It makes no sense. Like, what? I don't understand. Like, she's still going through what she's going through. She's trying to maintain, she's trying to navigate. The last thing that she needs right now is this quote unquote, like, tell all. I just hate a tell all if it's not your business. I've never been a fan of like a tell all of somebody else because it always seems vindictive. But Kevin Federline, get a damn job. Go on freaking House of Villains. Like, there's so many
Yeah, he
reality
should go
TV
on. Yeah,
shows you
he
can
can do
go
like
on.
reality
Go
television.
on Traders. Do something besides
Right.
talking about Britney. Okay. I'm done pissing.
What did he even dance in?
He was in Justin Timberlake's Like I Love You video. That's the only place I remember him for. And I think he was in a Britney video. That's when they met.
He was in the
Literally,
Like
like,
I Love You video?
he's in the Like I Love You video. That's the one thing I know for sure. Justin's first, and this is
Oh.
after they broke up. But yes, he's in first. Like, I'll try to
How
send you the
ironic is that?
link. Right? And then he started dancing with her. I think he did All My People on the Floor, Let Me See You Dance with
Oh, okay.
Madonna. But they met because he was working for her. She married the help. And now he won't leave her alone. Leave
Yeah,
Britney alone. What was the guy?
he's been the
Leave
thorn in
Britney
her
alone.
side.
Yes, leave Britney alone.
Yes, leave Britney alone, his little bum ass. I never
Ugh.
liked him. Never liked him. That was the downfall right there, was him. Cause after they broke up and it was going to shit, that's when she shaved her head. And it was like, I think that was like kind of what set her off. And then the downward spiral went from there. So all the Britney fans, we never liked his ass anyway.
Never did.
But yeah, justice for Britney. That's our girl, period, dot.
Who you pissing on this week, best friend?
Still people on Peacock, but it's the Real
Pissing on
Housewives.
Peacock. I'm sorry, Peacock.
It's the Real Housewives. Listen, Wendy girl, you know I love me some Wendy Osefo. If there is anybody that has been rooting for Wendy Osefo from day one, it has been me. I have been a champion for her. Through it all, like when people were just hating on her when she first came on for no reason, just because she talked about having 4 degrees, and I was like, so what? I'd be proud if I had 4 degrees too. Okay. Then when they threw the drink in her face and they was ganging up on her, I was livid. I was so mad. I stopped watching Potomac. And then now just her redemption from then, you know, like just seeing her still rise and then Robin got fired. So then now Giselle started playing nice. I had been rooting for Wendy from day one. Her and Happy Eddie and their beautiful, fashionable moments with their beautiful kids and the beautiful family. But at the end of the day, Wendy Osefo, girl, you getting arrested for fraud at first. Now, me as a journalist, I'm gonna remain unbiased and be like, okay, give you the benefit of the doubt and be like, okay, maybe things are being fabricated, you know, innocent until proven guilty type thing, right? But as a journalist, and I got assigned a story recently, and so now I get more information. And her
You
recent
always do your
rebound.
investigative journalism, best friend. One thing
Listen,
you're gonna do is get to the facts.
her
Who read
recent
Dateline when they got
filing.
Jocelyn Dateline?
Listen, her recent filing, she is basically trying to say that she is a victim of an illegal arrest. She is separating herself from her husband for whatever reason. And the husband, remember, Eddie is a lawyer. So she got her own lawyer. She's separated and she's only speaking on behalf of herself. She's saying that she is a victim of an illegal arrest and that everything that they obtained should be thrown out because it was an illegal arrest. Not one saying that these are false. You know, now granted, yes, they're saying she's going, you know, I mean, honestly, I haven't heard anything where they're saying that the allegations are false or that they deny the
Yeah,
allegations.
it's less that they're false and more that I
More
think
like,
her thing
oh,
was
how,
they
yeah,
got it
what.
illegally. That's what I
Yeah,
saw. Like, it's
did
not
you
that it's not
legally get this
true.
information? Oh, how did
Right.
you get my emails? Like, girl, wait. So that means to say this stuff is true. And then granted, it already was looking weird, right? They are saying that she allegedly filed multiple insurance claims for items that she put on other insurance claims that she got paid for.
All right, Flynn.
In addition to items that she returned for full refund. So you got paid triple amount. Like you purchased the item, you claimed it got stolen, you got paid for it from your insurance, then you returned the item to the store and got a full refund. Then the main thing was that ring, her wedding ring that she still wears to this day, or one of the rings or whatever that she still wears. She got pictures with it. And so it's like, okay, now your response is saying that they were this was obtained illegally. Wendy, baby girl.
Baby
The
girl.
math is mathing and you looking real shaky. Everything is just screaming, I'm guilty, but so what? And the fall from grace is really breaking my heart. Because like I said, I have
Especially
been
as a
rooting.
soror.
That's our soror. We've been rooting for her from day one. She had to step down from her positions at Wesleyan University, where she, you know, was a visiting distinguished professor. She had her own
Danae, sorry.
The sociology of reality television course that she created, and now they have someone else as you know teaching it for you know because she had to step down, and it's just like Wendy, I hate that it had to be you, but you know they're gonna drag your ass next season, and at this point I can't say that it's not rightfully so. And then last, but I'm dragging. I gotta add my girl Kiarna to it. I know you already dragged her on the season premiere, and now I have to agree with you because remember I was trying to defend her at the time and saying that well, Wendy, right? Because Wendy can be a funny actor friend, so I just dragged Wendy, right? But not because of Kiarna. But now I gotta drag Kiarna because now that the season is seasoning. We are really able to see more of Kiana's personality, and I don't like it. She is coming off very aggressive, very much like a bully, very much like she is the battery in Angel's back, and she's so combative with everybody. And it's just like, who is this? Is this the girl that was the non-aggressor in the fight with Ashley's friend, and you got bopped up your head with a glass bottle? You know, because from what you're showing is what could have potentially caused you to get bopped up in your head with a bottle. Granted, I'm not saying the Muppet girl is right for doing what she did.
Right.
I'm just saying you are showing us that you are aggressive. And I don't know if you're doing this to get a moment because it is your first time having a flute on the show. You're not a friend of this season. You're a full-time housewife. And so maybe you are like fine with being portrayed as the villain. But boo boo, it's not a good look because we don't
It was
even
me.
know
I'm
you like
apologizing.
that.
I went back on mute. Sorry about that.
So, Kiarna, it's giving that you want a moment and it's not looking like the moment that you wanted. And I will say, I think Jazzy is over there and the other new girl, Tia, they doing what needs to be done.
I was gonna say somebody said that Jazzy should have had a real flute. Like Jazzy should have gotten full time instead of Kiana. And Kiana really doesn't have like your claim to fame can't be like dislike of other people. And I love
Yep.
Tia. Tia is like the best new housewife for me in a long
Yep. Love
time.
her. The
And you
way
know I
she
love
read
an
Ashley's
accent.
forehead down. Yes. Shut Ashley all the way up.
She said, well, yeah, my husband is the nanny. Don't tell him.
Like, I love it. I love it. So here for the new season, the current season of Potomac, but not here for Kiarna and Wendy, girl. All right. So that's done with our piss poor. So let's get into who we're actually rooting for as part of our yes segment.
Ooh, this is what I
Oh.
love. I love that we end on a positive note, you
Yes,
know?
best friend. Who you got?
So I am yesing my SNL girl, one of my favorite top 10 white women, because we talked about my top 10 white men, Miss Amy Poehler. She has a podcast, but it's also visual. So I guess it's kind of like TV we watch. It's called Good Hang with Amy Poehler. It is just the most positive, funny podcast. I've heard it a long time. It makes me very happy. She just interviews her fellow friends, her fellow comedians, talking about their claim to fame. She always invites somebody who knows them on the show beforehand. And she says, give me a question that nobody's asking them. For example, last week, she had our girl Mariska Hargitay from Law and Order SVU, and they got Christopher Maloney, aka Stabler, to her Benson. And he was like, I just want to know, like, what questions she's tired of people asking her, and like, how does she know everything? And it's just, I just really love how light she is, how funny she is, how for us she is. She loves the culture. She loves everybody here. And I'm just rooting for Amy Poehler. So like, I'm rooting for her. I'm rooting for her kids. I'm rooting for her podcast. Shout out to you, sis. Who are you rooting for this week?
Rooted for two, one person, and one and two entities. First is the entities. I am rooting for Peacock and Amazon Prime for adding the NBA games on there. It has been such a relief for my husband to watch the current season of the NBA, because it's on Peacock and Prime. So shout out to them for that. Thank you for
Thank
the.
you. We love it.
Yes.
Shout out to the Warriors.
Yes. We still kind of root for the Lakers over here, but but I'm always gonna root for the Knicks because I just want to see the Knicks win in my lifetime. And then I'm also gonna root for Theo on the challenge. He is the target this season of Vets and New Threats, and he has been sent to the elimination three times, and he keeps winning. So much so that he sent our boy Leroy home. Leroy.
I saw Leroy talking to Johnny Bananas, and he was just like, he felt like this season he wasn't like locked in like he usually is. And so he said that when he returns, he's gonna make sure he's locked in. But I really feel or hope in my soul that him and or Cam wins once. You only
One,
need to
yes,
win
come on,
once.
for the kid.
Come on,
For
come on.
the
Speaking of kids, that's why Theo winning so much because he got a new kid to feed. Because shout out to Olivia for having his second baby.
Oh, Olivia is pregnant or she had a baby?
Oh no, she's pregnant. Yeah, like, but she's having his second child because he had a child already. So he has one. Olivia, they're dating. She's pregnant. So he got kids to feed. She got pregnant right after they filmed this.
Oh,
Maybe he
wow.
won.
Well,
Maybe he won, and it was a
congratulations.
celebratory sex. But yes, they're together and they're having a baby.
Oh, congratulations. It'll be nice to see when they come back and talking about their family dynamic and stuff.
So
That'd be cute.
beautiful.
Yeah, so that's our show. We always like to close it out with just some positive vibes, positive quotes, affirmations to just kind of leave you with some good healing energy. We need more of that in the world. So what do you got, best friend?
We should care as much about well-doing as well-being. I want to live in a world that values purpose as much as pleasure, contribution as much as contentment, honesty as much as excitement, and justice as much as joy. Adam Grant, whoever you are, that's a great quote.
That's right. That's right. I wanted to focus on energy this week. So my quote is, you have done it before and you can do it now. See the positive possibilities, redirect the substantial energy of your frustration, and turn it into positive, effective, unstoppable determination by Ralph Marston.
You better go. We know who that is.
Okay. And happy Halloween, y'all.
Yes, please be safe. Halloween is a crazy time. If you're gonna go out, be safe, have fun, dress up, don't do nothing too crazy because it's crazy out here in these streets. But watch a lot of TV if you don't do Halloween, okay?
Yes,
And on a Friday, yes.
we gave you some good options. So enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And our closing slogan is
Love, abundance, and orange hair bundles if it goes with your hair color, because everybody can't do orange. But yeah, bundles.
right, y'all. Bye.
Bye.